Our guest in the cafe this morning is Derek Price, and Derek is with, of course, Green Chute Media in Greenville, but also writes the car gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, and in fact is syndicated all over the country. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Been a while since we've talked to you about cars.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So it's about time that we get back to that subject. And as I looked out the window this morning, I was looking for you coming, and I saw this fantastic looking yellow sports car pulled up, and I said, okay, that's Derek. No doubt about it. That's Derek pulling up, and I didn't recognize it immediately as a Mustang, but it's a new Mustang.
Yeah, it's a new Ford Mustang. Very, very good looking car. So my 13-year-old kid, he is not really into cars that much, but he's kind of getting to that age where he notices them a little bit. And so this week with the yellow Mustang, he told me, Dad, that is the coolest car you've driven in a long time. So he was noticing it. I asked him, what's cool about it? He said, well, it looks cool and it sounds cool. So that's about as far as he could elaborate on it.
But that's a lot, isn't it?
That's a lot. It's getting attention.
That's a big part of it right there. What is it about the Mustang? And you know, from the moment that car hit the market in the mid-60s, it has just been a fantastically popular car.
It is the best-selling sports car in the world. I think part of it is the design. A big part of it is the design. It is so evocative. It's a really good-looking car. The proportions of it, it looks so sleek, and it's classic American muscle car design. And there's nothing else like a Mustang. When you see a Mustang on the road, it instantly tells you this is a Ford Mustang. And it's very, very distinctive. I think that's part of the reason. It drives very well. You can get it with great big engines and lots of power. The one out there is 460 horsepower. Very powerful, very loud, wonderful V8 engine in this. It is hard to define exactly what it is about this car that makes it so wonderful. But I think it's a combination of the design, the history, the heritage. But it really does stand out. It's very different.
We were talking before we turned the microphones on, and you were saying that the trend is away from sedans.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is one of the big trends of the last couple of years. Consumers are moving away from traditional four-door cars, and they're moving toward these crossover vehicles. They look kind of like SUVs, but they're built with a unibody frame like a car. And people say the reasons are logical for that, that these crossovers are a little bit roomier than cars. They've got more cargo space in back than a sedan. They get good gas mileage just like a sedan does, and they're kind of trendy. That's what people want design-wise now. I've got a different theory, though, on why people are switching away from cars. I think it's a failure of car designers to make interesting products. If you look at most four-door cars around today, they are kind of cookie cutter.
Right.
A lot of them just don't stand out.
Right.
If you look at that Mustang out there, it's like no other car in the world. You know, it's very, very sexy, very sleek, very original. You know, there's not another car exactly like the Mustang. You can't say that about most sedans. So you look at what Ford is doing with their car lineup. They very famously said, we're dropping most of the cars from what we're going to be producing going forward.
Right.
And that makes sense. You know, they've only got so much factory capacity. And if they're going to be building vehicles, if you can make high profit vehicles like trucks and crossovers, as opposed to low profit vehicles like little compact cars, I completely understand why they're getting rid of them, even though this is the company that brought us the Model T. You know, it's kind of weird seeing them say we're getting away from cars when they sort of invented that market. But they're keeping the Mustang. And that says so much. You know, that is a car that is designed very, very well. It's extremely appealing. It's visually interesting. And that car is not going away. But the cars that are cookie cutter and don't really look that different from most of the other ones on the road, those are the ones that are really struggling. And I think that's a failure of design we're seeing.
We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek writes the car gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner and Commerce Journal. It's syndicated all over the country. Now, that Mustang out there technically is not a sedan. Is it?
No, it's a coupe. It's a two-door car.
Two-door.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yep. But that is one of the very few cars Ford is going to keep producing.
Yeah.
Most of the actual cars are going away, so they're going to become a truck and SUV company. You know, Chrysler is basically doing the same thing. They announced a few years ago, and they were one of the first to say this, we're getting rid of the Chrysler 200 sedan. They're kind of mid-size sedan. It wasn't a bad car, but it wasn't a really attention-getting car either, you know. So they said, we're not making a lot of money on these things. They're very difficult to sell. To make a really hot-selling, huge-number car that you can get a lot of production out of, it's very difficult to do. It takes a lot of money, a lot of engineering, a lot of marketing to make that happen. And they're just not making a lot of profit on these traditional cars. So Chrysler a few years ago said, we're dropping the 200 completely, basically abandoning that market in favor of trucks and SUVs. So their Jeep sales are through the roof. Their Ram truck sales are doing fantastic. Their crossover sales are doing well. But they're basically getting out of the car market, which is what used to be their bread and butter.
Mm-hmm. This the Mustang is very reasonably priced as cars go. You can get one for as little as $26,000. I don't know about the one that's out there on the street right now.
Yeah, they start about $26,000. That would be for the administrative assistance Mustang with a little engine in it, and, but it still looks fantastic.
Right.
The one that's out there is almost twice that. It's close to $50,000. Yeah. It's got the great big V8 engine, lots of options on it, and one of my favorite things is an exhaust system that you can make it quiet. So you can put it in pillar of the community mode when you drive past the HOA president out on her jog or whatever. You sound like you're a perfectly reasonable person.
Right.
And then you press a button and you're back in miscreant mode, making all kinds of noise with the engine. It's fantastic.
What's the next car you're going to be driving?
Next car is another Ford. It's the new Ford Ranger pickup truck, which is coming back to the market.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot bigger than the old Ranger. It's
really?
It's closer to the size of the old F-150.
Okay, we'll look forward to that too. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
Derek Price, who writes the Car Gazing column, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.